Now, on the other hand, you have Dan Ball running around town again. This happened yesterday. Now, again, this guy is odd. There's an oddness. There's this anger and resentment in this guy, directed towards everybody that is not supporting him. Apparently, I've watched him personally try to bully these politically active women over and over again. Once they had to call the police because he wouldn't leave the building. And yesterday, after being interviewed, again, he was asked to leave. And he didn't want to go. Then he put some odd video on Facebook where a 75-year-old guy was politely asking him to please leave. I don't want to leave. I don't have to leave. I mean, the arrogance and the egomania of some of these people in politics is scary. So I have another thing to point out here. Dan Ball posted on Facebook. I don't have the date, but it was all it says is Saturday at 11:07. He said, so excited to have the endorsements of four very influential Valley residents and pillars in our local community. Richard Oliphant, a man has helped shape the Valley over the last five decades through his developments, philanthropy, and involvement with the Lincoln Club and local charities. So he says that Richard Oliphant has endorsed him. Now, that's a big endorsement. Dick Oliphant is a big player in Palm Desert and a guy who is a lot of people listen to when it comes to politics. It's a guy I highly respect, and a guy whose position, positions I highly respect. The only problem is that Dick Oliphant has released his endorsement sheet, which is what he does every election. And Dick Oliphant has endorsed Kimberlyn Brown Peltzer, not Dan Ball. So Dan Ball's telling everybody that Dick Oliphant's endorsed him. That's not true. So that's another lie. Now, I don't know why you go around telling people that you're endorsed by people and you're not endorsed by them. I guess you have to ask him that yourself. Dick Oliphant has endorsed Kimberlyn Brown Peltzer. Now, why would he do that? Well, because she's the only one actively campaigning. That's it. She's out there busy working. Pounding the pavement. And she did the incredibly difficult work of raising money. That's the hardest thing. It's the hardest, hardest thing to do. You got to raise money. And you hear these opponents, well, I mean, this is out of district money. Of course it's out of district money. It's money that people around the country who are trying to get a Republican, keep and grow a Republican majority in the House of Representatives are looking around in races that they think they might have be able to have an opportunity to help somebody. And so a lot of that money came here. That's a good thing. Well, she's not from here. Oh, no, she's not from here. I said, well, what do you mean she's not from here? What does that have to do with anything? I think if the founding fathers thought it was important, where you actually lived to run for Congress, they would have put it in the Constitution. They didn't seem to care. I mean, these are issues that they're throwing out that are tedious. One, well, she doesn't live here. Oh, money comes from out of state. Well, where's your money come from? Oh, you don't have any money. You didn't raise any money. You didn't do the hard work to go out and get the money. It's not easy to run for Congress. This is why we have primaries. This is why we have primaries, to winnow out the serious candidates from the not serious candidates. Now, it's easy to go up and put your name on the ballot. Anybody can do that. But if you have $500 in a campaign account 2 weeks before the election, you're not a serious candidate for Congress. And I'm shocked that some of these guys, Dan Ball and my friend Doug Hassett, the same thing. These guys ran for Congress and didn't do the work. the work, hard work necessary to compete by making the calls for the money. So you're not a serious candidate if you got $500 in your bank account. I'm sorry, your campaign account, or $900 or whatever. That a serious candidate does not make. And now you hear that, well, we want a debate. We got to have a debate. We need a debate. You don't need any debate. I wouldn't debate you in a minute. You guys haven't shown you're even legitimate candidates. Here's a woman who's out there actually campaigning, doing the hard work that's required, that neither one of those guys did. It's hard to raise money to run for Congress. Kimberlyn Brown-Peltzer has done the work. And she's the only one, in my view, that has any chance to be Raul Ruiz. And that would be a tough battle either way. She has national support from around the country. She's been prominently featured on conservative websites like Breitbart and others. She's been she's done the hard work. And Dan Ball's too busy, hassling women in this town over and over again. Every time he's around, he's a problem child. And lying about who's endorsing him and who isn't. This will be over in a week or two. But really, they have nobody blame but themselves. I'm trying to chase her down to get it to debate. Well, why should she debate you? You're not a serious candidate. You haven't done anything. You haven't done any work at all. And if you have done work, I'm not sure where. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any evidence of it. If you want to see evidence of somebody doing the work, look at the bank account. Dan Ball, Doug Hassett, didn't do the work. Didn't get it done. Sorry. No, nothing personal. Just business. You want somebody that's got an opportunity to beat Raul Ruiz, and the only one in that race that has any chance of that is Kimberlyn Brown-Peltzer, period. So that's my two cents on that.
760-864-6397. It's Hot Talk here on a Thursday on 94.3 and 104.7 KNews.